That's what she said.
Okay.
Welcome to Coming Off the Reels. My name is Drew Martin.
My name is Ryan Vinson.
Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And today we're going to be talking about what I assume will be the hit Stephen King adaptation, It. Yeah? Directed by...
Somebody.
Oh, man.
No one saw it?
No.
Not Fukunaga.
No.
It was...
No.
It's literally someone who I don't know.
Like, yeah, I'd never heard of him either.
But before we talk about that, so I'm going to distract while I look up the name.
Yes, yes.
Have you guys watched anything lately?
No. I mean, I've had so much to watch because of the next two podcasts that we'll be recording.
Right.
That I haven't had time to watch anything outside of that.
I did watch something.
Okay.
I watched Death Note.
Oh, yeah. I watched it as well.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did you guys watch it?
No.
What do you think, Drew?
I really enjoyed the first half hour of it.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. I thought it was pretty good. It was entertaining.
It wasn't bad at all.
I have nothing to reference it to because I never watched the anime series that it's based off
of. Now, do you know what the basic premise?
Not really.
I just know it's anime.
Yeah, basically, this kid finds a notebook called a Death Note, and... you write someone's name in it and the way for them to die, and then they will die that way. And I guess this book is controlled by, like, this demon who was voiced by Willem Dafoe.
And also did some mocap.
He did, like, face mocap for this demon. And it was, I thought, pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so the kid, like, deals with finding the book and killing people. And then there's, like, this investigation as to this mass murder spree that's happening with all these people that have been dying.
So he's a villain.
He targets bad people.
Okay. Anti-hero.
It's kind of hard to say either way, but...
it's a gray area.
But
I thought it was pretty entertaining.
Like, the biggest problem I had was, like, when he's first learning how to use the notebook, like, the demon's, like, talking to him, and there's a bully, and, he, you know, the... Defoe's like, you write his name down. Willem Dafoe, right there. And
nailed it.
He's like, you have to say how you want to kill him. He's like, decapitate him. And it's like this almost a...
Final Destination.
Yeah. Like there's a woman in the street and she drops something and a truck swerves and it's got like, it's like a workman's truck and like a ladder slides off the truck and like rips off the top of his head from like the bottom jaw up. So it's just that remain. It was super gory and like cool.
Pretty well done.
And then the rest of the deaths are pretty tame.
Pretty tame in comparison. I thought that decapitation was like a dark place to take it for his first time out.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this bully. Yeah, let's cut his head off. Whoa, dude.
You gotta test the limits. You gotta see how far you can go with this
thing. I guess so, yikes. My favorite part, though, was the demon
and
Defoe's performance. Because he's got this really great laugh. I mean, we've heard Dafoe do this like
goblin laugh.
Crazy goblin laugh.
Yeah.
But it made me kind of like...
Oh, Spider-Man from 2002?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we'll get there. We'll get
That's
there.
Weird.
But it made me think like there's a great movie out there with Michael Keaton as a old-ass Batman teaching a new Batman Beyond type character with like Willem Dafoe as an older Joker that I would love to see.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got like some cult following and he's training like a new generation of Jokers. I don't know. But I think that would be cool.
Maybe bring Jack Nicholson back.
Yeah.
Maybe that's new.
I don't know if he still has it.
Geriatric Joker.
I don't know.
Jerry Joker.
Don't get me wrong. Nicholson was great in that movie, but something about Dafoe that's like got my interest.
Sure.
It's been piqued.
Apparently I'm the only one.
I watched that and I briefly mentioned it to them, but I went and saw Close Encounters while it was in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, big fan of the movie, but I'd never seen it at theater. And I took Courtney, who had never seen it, and she was like, am I going to like this? And I was very nervous because it's an alien film, and it's, who knows how it's going to go, but she really enjoyed it. And for me, watching it on the big screen and the music, and at the end, and it's just like that, you know, dun, 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 dun. And I was just... Like, it's like 40 years of emotion because those are like those theme songs that have been in your life now for so long. And it was just, I was crying. I was just like, oh, I can't help it. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
I thought it was cool that they re-released it.
I can't wait for Wrath of Khan. Huh? I'll be seeing that
this weekend. Isn't
is it?
Oh, is it?
Oh
it's,
man,
I think it's.
I'll be out of
and
town.
Then E.T.
comes fuck out E.T.
later.
Hey,
Khan,
hey.
Khan, Khan.
Damn.
Wow, did you have like 10 beers on the drive over here?
Sorry, guys. I'm a little excited.
He's amped to talk about it.
Right.
I'm amped to talk about Wrath of Khan.
All right. Well, do you want to talk about it?
No, let's talk about Wrath of Khan. Let's just go with that. Let's go with that. Scrap it. Let's just do.
All right. Well, we just got out of watching It, directed by Andy Muschietti. Who the only thing of
good
note
that sounds good right save. There, yeah.
Only thing of note that he's directed was Mama. Which I did not watch.
I have
seen it.
I have seen it.
Was it good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
The one with Jessica Chastain. It's the one with Jessica Chastain.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
she has black hair in it.
Jamie Lannister's in it as well.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
Nikolai something something.
That's good enough. That's
some,
good
some Danish name.
So, but yeah, I've never seen it, so I don't know how that is. But
cool.
It
yeah,
is...
he did a great job, I thought. Directing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
and Mama.
Oh.
Yeah. So, all right. Plot synopsis of It.
Great show, guys.
Yeah.
Great show.
Nailed it. All right. Let's move on.
Yes.
Good. Slamming on the table ought to
also,
really help.
Also great.
We can edit that out.
So, basically, this is based on the Stephen King book, It. Although it's really only about half of the book. Mm-hmm. The book covers this group of children called the Losers as children and then them as adults as well. This movie is just the children's part of it. But yeah, right now it's sitting right around 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's probably going to make like $90 million this weekend on a $30 million budget. So it's already a hit. Mm-hmm. What did everybody think? Because this is one that like I was never really impressed with the trailers going in.
Yeah, neither was I. I was pleasantly surprised.
It's about an evil clown, by the way. I mean,
oh yeah,
well
Well, he's like a demon, right?
Right. Yeah. I guess
something.
He feeds on fear and he creates scenarios that people are afraid of.
Yep.
Clowns being one of them because clowns are
terrifying.
Frankly awful.
What?
Well,
except
yeah.
except,
now
Bo-
you just,
except
you,
Bozo and Cookie.
My father was a clown.
I've never cared for clowns.
I have never cared for clowns either.
No, I'm don't have a fear of them, but I'm not actively seeking out clowns.
Yes, right.
We're not here to exclude our clown population that listens to this podcast.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, only look, we got a lot of backlash after we talked about how awful people from West Virginia are.
Right, our NASCAR
and
audience
NASCAR,
fell
oh
off
man.
Real bad.
We took a hit.
I was not part of that conversation.
You need to put another disclaimer out.
No, actually,
I need another disclaimer.
If you listen to the podcast, actually, I believe
I was
I was like, guys, Republicans suck. NASCAR sucks. I'm just one man, guys. I'm just Roy King. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you might want to put that out. Social media kind of
mea
culpa there.
That's rude.
I know.
Yeah, what did you guys think of this movie?
Oh, I liked the movie.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I think it was smart in a Super 8 kind of way to focus more on the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to make it.
Yeah. I thought the kids were all great, too.
Right.
Yeah, it had like more of a Stand By Me kind of feel to it.
I mean, any of those.
Yeah.
Super 8, Goonies.
Instead of trying to revolve
it
around the horror elements.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, give us a little bit of them. Like, every time Pennywise the Clown was like involved, it was always like flashes.
Mm-hmm.
We never really got too much of them at once. So I thought it was a good way to keep the suspense going and not be too cheesy.
We don't want to put too much of them in it because it like kind of desensitizes you to it. If if you see the clown in there a bunch, you're like, oh, he's not that scary anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, like he's just dancing around, not really doing much of anything.
No,
literally dancing.
Yes,
and I thought the Losers were fantastic.
They were cast really well,
all the kids were great. The interactions between them were all fantastic.
Very humorous.
The kid from Stranger Things.
I thought
he was hilarious.
A really good
particularly
job.
Funny. I stand by my original thoughts. I thought Pennywise was the stupidest thing. The movie was still really good, and I still really enjoyed it, and I would give it a strong recommend to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the weakest element of the movie to me.
Of all the scary parts about it,
were,
I agree.
Because it took on different incarnations of these children's fears,
mm-hmm.
although only some of them. Some of them they just kind of glossed over.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Well, it's such a big group.
Yeah.
You know, I think they hit all of them, didn't they?
Well,
all except the...
No, I think
they focus more on others.
They okay, yeah, certain so, ones and others. Well, there was, like, yeah, yeah. There's the kid who's like fear of like germs, so he faces off against a leper.
Right.
And the kid who sees the creepy painting and faces off against that woman. But like the chubbier kid.
Yeah, they really didn't show. He like saw the
he
clown.
Sees a balloon and they yeah. don't they don't ever and I get it because you can't it would be a much longer movie.
Well, they kind of did like in the library where he was like chased by that.
Right. No. Yeah, yeah. He has interactions with the clown, but like they don't really delve into their fears.
Right.
And that is a like and again, like I only in the last 2 years I've read this book and they really go into it a lot more and Michael like the homeschooled little black kid.
Yeah.
Like he has, like, his whole big side adventure in that weird round building.
Yeah.
The cistern type mm-hmm. thing. And he, like, gets chased by a giant bird, and it's, like, a whole weird, odd thing.
Well, yeah, but again, I think, and one of the reasons you would say, oh, well, I think Pennywise is the weakest part is, because it's still hard to adapt a Stephen King novel to
yeah.
screen.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, what do we really do to make the clown scary?
It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's
yeah.
tough.
And to still stay true to the novel as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Yeah. And they did, I thought they did as good a job as they could do. I mean, I was, like I said, I was 100% like surprised by how much I did enjoy this movie against my initial thoughts on what this movie was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I just still, I thought that the clown parts were, because again, they tended to go back to that, oh, I hope your biggest fear is twitching. Because that's we're bringing you a lot of
oh yeah
yeah,
yeah you're
jerky,
right about that
jerky
you know
movements.
And
yeah.
that's
right
but
that, yeah.
I do feel like the other incarnations of fear were a lot more effective
yeah agreed
yeah
so
and...
but yeah they did get a little bit again at the end of the film they get a little bit CGI heavy
yeah
and that's
yeah.
where it kind of gets into a point where it's kind of
yeah.
cheesy
but it yeah but
a
again,
little bit
yeah and this is something because this was made on like I said, $30 million mm-hmm. is a
not
relatively
much,
right? small budget.
Yeah.
And maybe this will be one of those things that when they come back and revisit the second chapter.
Oh, yeah. They
I mean, you know,
put a little
one,
more
they'll have some money because, you know, you may actually try to get, like, some bigger name actors to
yeah.
take on the roles of these kids. And obviously, there's still, for a lot of people, the shadow of the made-for-TV It film, which a lot of people like Tim Curry as Pennywise. For me personally, the star was Billy in the TV movie is played by
Jonathan
Brandis.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Rest in peace. And as a child,
yeah.
as an adult, it's mm-hmm. that creepy mole guy from Our House or the Waltons or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
It is
yeah.
John Boy.
John, no, yeah, John Boy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I watched it on television as a child and probably have not seen it since.
Yeah.
So.
I watched it.
It doesn't
yeah.
hold up very well.
I wouldn't think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Again, that's another one I watched. Yeah. I watched it after I read the book. And there's some really...
Like recently?
Yeah.
Like, so you read the book in order to get ready for this new one.
No. I read the book. I think it was when they were originally talking about it coming out and they had the guy who had done some work on True Detective.
Mm-hmm.
They had said he was going to do it. And then
yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to go back and read this. And watched the original TV movie and was really happy that, like, you know, the guy from Night Court is in it.
Harry Anderson.
Yeah. Yeah, he plays the grown-up version of the kid from Stranger Things.
Richie.
Yeah, because he's, like, the jokester. And
no.
So, yeah. You know.
Very fitting.
And they all, like, from the way all of these kids were presented in the novel, they were all represented that way
yeah,
very well.
Yeah, I feel like they were.
Yeah.
In this movie, so... I mean, yeah, I don't really have a lot of criticisms of it.
No.
I think the child actors in this one were just really strong. They emoted a lot. I mean, they really carried this movie. I mean, it's a lot to do for being, you know, 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought they did great.
How spoilery are we going to get? Because I do have one complaint, but it involves talking about a scene in the movie.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously...
Do we just do the spoiler alert?
We all like this movie, but now we're going to talk about something in particular?
We're going to get into it a little
it's
bit.
It's not really that bad, but it involves part of the plot. But the girl's, like, fear, the sink that erupts with blood and everything, she starts hearing voices from the drain, and she puts her face right over the hole. If I find a spider in the sink, I'm running out the door.
Yeah.
Let alone investigating some weird kids talking to me.
I did think that whole scene was done really well.
Yeah.
Like,
it was horrifying.
Like, that scene reminded me a lot of something out of the 80s. Like,
all the hair shooting it. Like, it was so gross. Like,
The blood reminded me of, like, a Nightmare on Elm Street kind of scene.
There was a lot of times when I thought that it kind of... Because, I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street is the same basic premise, right?
Yeah.
Except that they fall asleep and then their fears come true. So, and then at the very end, he runs by a theater that's showing...
Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Yeah, I did that too.
That's what I want to talk about. Yeah, the marquees. Did you see in the background of the marquee of the town? The movies that were playing were Batman.
Yep.
And Lethal Weapon 2. And I was like, fuck, we're old.
Guys.
Well, it was set in 88, 89.
Yeah, but I'm like...
Oh, we're definitely old.
Well, no, but I'm like going into like the 90s, the television series and everything like that, it's set back in 1958, like where the book is, that's where it's set originally, but then you age it 30 years forward and it's like, wow,
yeah, it's kind of
Batman weird. You're like,
well, it's that's kind of like the thing where they talk about, you know, if you went back the same time that they did in Wonder Years, it would be all the kids in like the 90s right now, like,
yeah,
you know.
That's disheartening. Yeah.
We're all old.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that he was listening to The New Kids on the Block
running.
That was fun.
In general, all of the jokes landed really well.
Yeah. They really did.
Yeah, the Richie, the guy from Stranger Things, they timed him perfectly with his when he input his comedic elements and everything.
Yeah,
like
he's a good actor because that's like a really different character than what he plays in Stranger Things.
He's more timid, yeah.
And reminding me a lot of Ryan because he's always talking about his junk.
Right, and how large it is.
Right,
yes.
And that's
making inappropriate jokes
about
everybody.
I remember
else's
when I introduced Ryan to my parents, and he's like, hello, Mrs. Martin. Zip.
Oh, Ryan, you monster.
I know.
I love older women. We know that's true.
Do we?
Guys.
That seems counter to what we know.
Where do we go from here?
Whatever.
That's fine. That's fine.
But, does anybody have... I mean, I guess real fast, I would like to say we briefly talked on the ride back over here about the Ready Player One trailer, but were there any other trailers? Because I felt like there were a couple of horror trailers.
Jigsaw.
I think the one we need to see is Happy Death Day.
Yeah,
that
looks really entertaining. That looks really entertaining.
And look, you leaned over and you're like, didn't this just happen? There was a movie.
They just
called,
made a movie like this.
Like Before I Fall or something like that. And I watched it. And it's
like a young drama. Young adult drama.
Not good. But it's still going back to the Groundhog Day premise of.
Right.
You know.
And sure, this could be good, but Happy Death Day, come on.
I liked it because it felt like they were going like straight up
like 80s
with it.
And a little jokey.
Yeah.
Didn't feel too
tongue
heavy.
In cheek, yeah. Oh, come on.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll go
see it, but
like
2 months from now, guys, I fucking loved it.
Maybe.
But it was like
hopefully.
I mean, if you ever get your movie pass, it won't be any big deal.
Yeah, right. I'll be the first to admit that I was wrong if I liked it.
And I think we're all looking forward to that Happy Death Day Geostorm double feature.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Now I like it talking. Because now nothing's off the table.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say there are plenty of things that are off the table.
But
guys, Sex and the City 3. I don't care.
That's not really happening, is it?
Yes.
I'm sure.
Really?
Rumored. I think. Yeah. There's.
I'm
I think they're trying to get
sure
it
that
done.
It's happening somewhere right now. There's some warlock who's reviving Sarah Jessica Parker from whatever crypt she lives in, and
Kim
like,
Cattrall is climbing out of the coffin. She's gotten her beauty rest. We know what.
Other women, guys. Wink, wink.
All right.
So,
all right. Well,
oh man,
are we good
here?
Yeah,
this is a pretty a nice little brisk
out, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
It, you know, whenever we no longer have to talk about like all the movies we've seen lately because they're
right
in
the corner.
You know, they're pinned in for another podcast. So these become kind of brief, but
overall, pretty happy.
Hey,
and
Drew, where can you
it?
Find us?
I was just gonna say that.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. So
we can be found on the interwebs.
Check us out on Facebook, Coming Off the Reels. Visit our website, comingoffthereels.com, on Twitter, @OffTheReels. Any other place you can get a hold of us? Email us at comingoffthereels@gmail.com.
Give us your comments, yeah.
Yeah, love comments. Yeah.
If you're feeling particularly generous, we'd love a nice review on iTunes.
Give us some suggestions.
Yeah, yeah, we're happy to listen to anything mostly that you want us to talk about. Like
pretty much anything.
Three to Tango.
Quit pushing that Three to Tango.
Guys, I don't really want to watch it, but I kind of want Ryan to watch it. At this point, it's more of like it's built up kind of this legendary status. It's like
as the one movie in his collection of 5,000 films that I always pick on.
He's like, this is the line too far.
That's the line.
Three to Tango. All right, so until next time, my name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Vinson.
Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And this has been Coming Off the Reels.